This is your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm Emma Vandenhinde. A federal judge in Tampa Tuesday ruled to remove the CDC's mask mandate on airplanes and other forms of public transportation. At Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport, signs reminding travelers to mask up are now down. For traveler Frank Monahan, it's a relief.
Anything that helps us feel a little more normal is a good thing at this point.
Titus James, who works at the airport, is also happy about the change.
I feel great about it because you get to see people smile, you get to see their faces.
Some airlines, including international travel, still require masks on board, despite the mandate being lifted. Although some passengers are still worried about COVID-19, many are glad that they can now exercise their own choices in wearing masks. Chicanos por la Causa announced a $10 million Get Out the Vote campaign last week in partnership with Mi Familia Vota and Promise Arizona. Cronkite News' Kirsten Dorman has more on their plan to get more Latinos to the polls this election year.
Nearly 32% of Arizonans identify as Hispanic or Latino, and just over half the Latinos in Arizona are eligible voters. The goal of this nonpartisan campaign is to engage those existing Latino voters and register new ones. Joe Garcia, executive director of the Chicanos por la Causa Action Fund, calls the campaign historic.
Because where we know we're going to end up at the end of this campaign, registering more Latinos and getting more Latinos to vote. In fact, no campaign will be successful without first winning the Latino vote.
Alberto Olivas directs Arizona State University's Pastor Center for Politics and Public Service. He says engaging younger Latino voters will be key.
Young voters overwhelmingly vote early and vote by mail. That is critical because we continue to see legislative efforts to restrict or entirely eliminate early voting and mail ballot voting.
Chicanos por la Causa has a unique URL for new voters to register. They plan to share that as part of the campaign leading into this year's midterms. Kirsten Dorman, Cronkite News.
Former Arizona Cardinals head coach Steve Wilks has joined Brian Flores in his lawsuit alleging racial discrimination against the National Football League and certain organizations within. Cronkite News' Justin Torres has more.
Former Miami Dolphins head coach Brian Flores filed a lawsuit in February against the NFL, New York Giants, Denver Broncos, and Dolphins, alleging racial discrimination. The lawsuit claims the league discriminated against Flores and other black coaches for racial reasons. This includes denying them roles as head coaches or other sought-after coaching positions. Former Arizona Cardinals head coach Steve Wilks told reporters his hire in Arizona was as a quote-unquote bridge coach. He says the team had no real intention of retaining him past the one season he was with the team. The Cardinals went 3-13 after a rough 2018 season and were the worst team in the NFL. The organization soon after fired Wilks and brought in current head coach Cliff Kingsbury. In 2003, the NFL added the Rooney Rule, making it mandatory for organizations to interview ethnic minority candidates for head coaching and senior football operation jobs. The introduction of the rule seemed like a step in the right direction. However, the results have been poor. Even with the addition of the rule, there still have been a small number of minorities put into high-up roles and positions within the NFL. Justin Torres, Cronkite News.
Phoenix Suns head coach Monty Williams is one of three finalists for the National Basketball Association's Coach of the Year Award. His nomination was announced Sunday, along with nominees Taylor Jenkins of the Memphis Grizzlies and Eric Spoelstra of the Miami Heat. This comes after Williams was nominated for the award last year. He was expected to win based on the Coach of the Year vote from fellow coaches around the league. However, he lost to the New York Knicks head coach. The winner of all NBA awards is decided by a largely anonymous group of media members for the NBA. That means Monty Williams can still lose if he doesn't secure the votes of the media. We had help today from Raven Payne and Kirsten Dorman. Also, thanks to Justin Torres, who helped produce today's show. You can learn more about the stories you heard in today's news update by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. That's all for your Cronkite News to Go. I'm Emma Vandenhinde.